Chicago mayor says illegal aliens deserve amnesty in wake of Sheridan Gorman's murder. By John Binder on April 2, 2026. Chicago, Illinois, Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., is responding to 18-year-old Sheridan Gorman's murder, allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien, by saying the federal government ought to pass amnesty for illegal aliens. During a press conference this week, Johnson was asked about his remarks at a recent No Kings rally in Chicago in which he said, "We have to end the assaults against immigrants." Just as Sheridan Gorman's family was holding the Loyola University freshman's funeral service and burial. At the exact moment that she was being laid to rest, "You were rallying, screaming into a microphone for the rights of illegal aliens," the reporter told Johnson. "Many people, hundreds of thousands, in fact, of real Chicagoans have contacted me and have told me that they thought that was an incredibly poor taste, very, almost hateful. Black and brown people, by the way, told me that they found that to be that you were dancing on her grave. Literally that you were up and down just dancing, doing a big dance on her grave. Last week, I asked you if you would apologize. Because your policies directly led to Sheridan's death, your policies. Would you take this opportunity to apologize to the parents of Sheridan Gorman?" The reporter asked Johnson, to which he responded, "Here's what I'll do, I will again acknowledge the tragedy of the loss of life here. And look, burying a child that no parent should have to do, especially as someone who is a parent. The tragedy that occurred is one that, quite frankly, it challenges us to do better to ensure that we are protecting people. As far as the call for No Kings, what I said, and I still stand by this, is that we do have to protect working people. We do have to ensure the immigrant community is not being assaulted. Violating people's constitutional rights does not make us safer, and I will continue to stand by that." Emphasis added. Johnson added that in the wake of Sheridan's murder, Congress ought to pass amnesty for the millions of illegal aliens who remain in the United States. "If this was really about safety, we would dig in and pass comprehensive immigration reform policy. So has the federal government failed in that regard?" "It certainly has," Johnson said. According to police, at around 1 a.m. on March 19, Sheridan was walking with a group of friends near Toby Prince Beach in the Rogers Park neighborhood of Chicago when 25-year-old Venezuelan illegal alien Jose Medina, wearing a mask, allegedly approached the group and started shooting in their direction. Sheridan ran for her life away from Medina, but police alleged that the illegal alien shot her in the back, killing her immediately. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials have said Medina was apprehended crossing the southern border on May 9, 2023, but was released into the United States Interior under former President Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas's expansive catch-and-release policy. Then, in June 2023, Medina was arrested in Chicago for shoplifting. Thanks to the city and state's sanctuary policies, the illegal alien was never turned over to ICE agents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.